And that's why you're listening to Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM. This is the House of Jazz with myself, Greg Petter. As usual, big shout out to Massacre Media for another fantastic show. And we kickstarted today's show. With a track by Har Mar Superstar. Sort of like a, sort of soul R&B type track. Track entitled Prisoner. And what have we got on today's show? Well, we're going to continue with a sort of soul vibe. Of course, since the last show I've done live, Percy Sledge and Benny King have passed away. And of course, Earl Brown has also passed away from Hot Chocolate, so we will have tracks from all of them. Percy Sledge, Benny King, and also, we'll squeeze in a bit of Hot Chocolate. We also have a brand new tune from Saint-Germain, Ludovic Navarre. We're going to stick with that sort of new jazz house feel. Solence and a track entitled Jazz et Vert. We also have a bit of French hip hop with funk with Hocus Pocus and Fred Wesley. The RH Factor, the Roy Hargrove Factor. We also have a bit of Deluxe and Cat Edmondson. All coming up on today's show. As well, let's not forget the classics. That is Charlie Parker, Charlie Parker's quintet, and also Dizzy Gillespie alongside Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt. So all that is coming up on today's show. As I said, we started off with Har Mar Superstar, who actually started off playing in garage bands, and he was a lot on the UK indie rock scene. But this is sort of like a sort of persona he puts on that apparently is meant to blend a lot of similarities to Ron Jeremy. I'm not gonna say what he does for a living, Ron Jeremy. If you know who he is, you know who he is. But yeah, bears a lot of resemblances to him. Of course, not musically. But yeah, he especially now that he's touring a lot more, he's become a lot more. Very colourful with his wardrobes, let's put it that way. Started off just performing with on his own with a backing track. But now, of course, he's got a drummer, still uses backing tracks. And also, he also has a bassist with him. And that was from the album Bye Bye 17, which came out in April of 2013. And yes, do check him out, because as I said, that album, I think, is wicked. So that's Har Mar Superstar, and that was Prisoner. That was the opening track of today's show. As I said, Ludovic Navarre, also known as Saint-Germain. Some of you regular listeners of the show will know that I'm a massive fan of his. One of the biggest proponents of mixing jazz fusion with house. And he's been very quiet recently. But he's got a new tune. Came out only about 2 days ago. Depends when you listen to this. This is Saint-Germain. And the track entitled Real Blues.
Come back on it. Oh, Lord, I know. back home. Technical musical instruments and made them throb with the same rhythm of the jungle, and we call it jazz, the St. Louis blues, Basin Street music. This is what I call the cross-fertilization of ideas.
Yes, and that was Solens with Jazz et Tévert. Just before that, we had a brand new tune from Saint-Germain and Real Blues. And Solens, which is a French partnership between producers Fulgence and DJ Solist of the night What the Funk in Paris. And yeah, sort of mixes, Fulgence subtle mixes, sort of like, yeah, this low groove, sort of also almost hypnotic hip-hop beat. And DJ Solist, who is obsessed with basically soul, disco, funk, and all that sort of stuff, and trying to sort of blend the two together, so sort of like a hypnotic hip-hop with a bit of funk in there. Not so much on that track, but on some of the other ones, you have a bit more of that. First EP came out in 2012, and yeah, it's a little bit of a side project, so they're not constantly releasing things, not as busy as you'd probably like. Right, we're going to quickly press on with some music. We're going to continue now with one of my favorite trumpeters, Roy Hargrove. This is him with the incredibly progressive band that mixes a bit of everything from jazz, funk, hip hop, soul, and even tosses in some gospel music as well. His members included Chalmers, Spanky Alford, Pino Palladino, James Poyser, Jonathan Batiste, and Bernard Wright. This is the RH Factor, and this is a track entitled Crazy Horse. Faye got that really like sort of neo-soul, almost D'Angelo feel to it as well.
We about to get up on this thing, the time is now. What you waiting for? It's time for you to get up and show the world what we have in store. Some people had to stand in line to get up in this place. Time is surely hot, pick up your guard in this crazy race. We about to get up on this thing, the time is now. What you waiting for? It's time for you to get up and show the world what we have in store. Some people had to stand in line to get up in this place. Time is surely hot, pick up your guard in this crazy race. So people had to stand in line to get up in this place. Time is surely hard to pick up your guard in this crazy race.
Yeah, l'évolution. Finalement, on l'a différé, car le serpent s'est mordu la queue et l'a digéré. Le texte qui suit n'est pas plus qu'un constat des abus de déjà vu. Recyclé comme la page que je gratte, les phrases que je rappe et les occasions de me taire que je rate. Font le cas la mode il y a 20 ans, 70s, 80s recyclés à chaque printemps. Recyclé comme des déchets nucléaires, mais seulement dans un millier de millénaires. Ton histoire dont on ne tire aucune, le son était des sons d'histoire pleine de lacunes. Recyclé comme ces papiers que tu n'as pas, tu as 7 ans, ton 6 en France, mais tu n'es pas chez toi. Car ici, hospitalité, humanité, fraternité, prime à l'air. Recyclé.
People, it's time to wake up. It's a new millennium. Give me something brand new.
Recyclé.
You was ugly in 94, 74, and still ugly in 2004.
Recyclé.
We say the same thing over and over again. Where's the new stuff at?
Recyclé.
It's time for the new dance.
Ce morceau qui est gravé sur face, mais sans plaie, devient tube de l'été. Trop souvent fabriqué, formaté, refrain couplet, recyclé comme les déchets de la télé poubelle. La célébrité et ce prêt à tuer pour elle. Ton déjeuner devant le journal de Pernod, tes collectes de Bordeaux, ta collecte de porno. La machine à recycler ne manque pas d'appétit et s'occupe des grandes ordures comme des plus petites. Celle au bras long est rarement inquiétée, car ici immunité rime avec recyclé.
I seen these videos, Stevie Wonder was doing the same thing in 1964.
Recyclé.
I see these rappers and what they talking about. Rich Pryor stole that before. You stole it from me.
Recyclé.
I know what I'm talking about. I done been around the world and back in the day of the boat.
Recyclé.
A big old boat. We call it, got it. Send me a bro ham. Come on.
Recyclé. ton jean usé à l'état neuf. La série de 20h20 que regarde ta meuf se maintient reconvertie en actrice, reconvertie en chanteuse, reconvertie en junkie. Recyclé comme des clips de gangsta. Et Johnny en guest star à la Starac. Ta nouvelle chanson française qui roule les ailes. Ton piano à bretelles, ta baguette et ton camembert. Recyclé comme ce qu'il reste des tours jumelles, les bois points et l'enquête sur ces jours funestes. Ces images qu'on croirait truquées. Car ici réalité rime avec recyclé.
We say the same thing over and over and over again. Give me the new stuff.
Recyclé.
The revolution would not be televised unless we see on a brand new tapestry.
Recyclé.
Sing it saying the same old thing. Same rappers, same singers.
Recyclé.
It's gonna miss time for a change. Not the change in your pocket, real change.
Recyclé. Say yes, I can't say no, and that makes me crazy. You never say stay, I never can go away from you, baby. Whoa, never mind the weather. Whoa, as long as we're together, you say.
We just had a bit of Kat Edmondson and Rainy Day Woman. taken from her 2014 album entitled The Big Picture. And Kat Edmondson from Houston, one of those singers who has had no formal training, decided quite late on when she was in university to sort of become a singer. But of course, early influences from her parents, you know, all the quotings of the Great American Songbook and Great American Songs and all that sort of stuff, perked her interest. And she tried to join American Idol, but was told that she didn't look like a star. Didn't take that to heart, because she then kept going to open mic nights. And her debut album came out in 2009, entitled Take to the Sky, which was a mixture of classic and modern songs. And then 3 years later, she released her first jazz album, which is called Way Down Low. And then obviously, as I said, she released last year her new track entitled The Big Picture, which that track is features on. Someone told me she sounded reminded her a bit of Amy Winehouse. I suppose it's sort of got that like sort of nasally soul sort of song. But as I said, for like, you know, if it's a sort of lounge track, I think it's absolutely fantastic. Great track. Just before that, we had a French hip hop jazz act that I am absolutely obsessed with, Hocus Pocus. They formed in 1995. Sort of a hip-hop, jazz, soul, and funk band. And the brainchild of 20 Sills. Gained a lot of attention around 2006 with the 2005 EP LP launch, which was called 73 Touches. And then a year later, everything sort of blew up with the release of Place 54. With a lot of people featuring on that. Nearly every track has got new artists featuring, including Fred Wesley. Yes, friend James Brown. Some people might know I'm a big fan of his as well. And Fred Wesley seems to pop up on literally everyone's track. I reckon, I was discussing this with someone, and they said if he thinks it's good, I'm sure he just goes, I'll jump on that. I mean, this is French hip-hop. You wouldn't expect Fred Wesley to be on French hip-hop, you know. So, I'll give a lot of credit to Fred Wesley. He appears on literally everyone's tracks. Of course, 20 Still has also done, if you want to check it out, he also does his own stuff as a solo artist. And he did a wicked version of Liquid Spirit by Gregory Porter. He did a wicked remix of that. But I just like the lyrics. It's quite political. It's hip-hop with an actual meaning, you know, not just, you know, where hip-hop's going now. You know, it's true hip-hop. And of course, it fuses with jazz, so right up my street. Members of Hocus Pocus include 20 Sill, Matthew Lelièvre, on guitar, Hervé Goddard on bass, Antoine Saint-Jean on drums, and DJ Grim. The first bit kind of gives away he's a DJ. And of course, kickstarting those three tracks back to back, we of course had the RH Factor with Crazy Horse, which also featured Cardiff-born Pino Palladino. Right, we're going to continue now with a bit more traditional music. We're going to continue now with Donna Lee, which features Charlie Parker's all-star quintet, which included Charlie Parker on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Earl Bud Powell on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Now, this was recorded in May 8th, 1947. Charlie Parker was still under contract at Dial Records, and he assembled his quintet, for a session for Savoy. Now, this track, a lot of people say, was composed by Charlie Parker, but it was actually composed by Miles Davis. He actually brought one of his original compositions with him. For years, this track has always been credited to Charlie Parker, and it was never corrected by any of them, except for it was Jill Evans who actually brought it to everyone's attention. Now, the reason that Jill Evans brought this to everyone's attention, Miles Davis didn't seem to bother him, and Charlie Parker neither. They just got on with it, really. But Jill Evans found out that it was actually Miles Davis who wrote it when he went to Parker to ask for the sheet music. And Parker said, no, it's Miles who wrote it, so you'll have to ask his permission. There's also, it also says that this was recorded over 5 takes. And unfortunately, it's not Miles' best solo. It's really not. It's a bit disjointed. His soloing is a bit disjointed. And they say that Miles Davis later had this obsession with always recording everything in one take. And a lot of people think it's because that if you listen to the first take of this track, his soloing is actually probably the best solo he's done out of the 5 takes. And some people think that that's why, you know, from his early experience with Charlie Parker, where, you know, every time there was more solos, he just couldn't, I don't know, maybe having too many thoughts going through his head. Maybe there was a mental block somewhere. But that's why part of his early experiences with Charlie Parker, he decided to only do one take soloing. So everything was recorded normally in one take later on. So this track goes out to John Lennie Jr. I know this is one of his favorite Charlie Parker tracks. As I said, it's actually a Miles Davis track, but it's been credited for years to Charlie Parker. Even in the last, I think in the last album this was released on as proper compilation, it was still credited as Charlie Parker, but then edited in the notes as saying that Miles Davis wrote it, so. Having said that, as I said, both of them probably didn't really care, because they never corrected it. Right, this is Donna Lee featuring Miles Davis, the Charlie Parker Donna Lee, the Charlie Parker Quintet featuring Miles Davis. And after this, we're going to have a fantastic trio of musicians, Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins, and Sonny Stitt. And another favorite jazz track of mine, which is On the Sunny Side of the Street. This is, in the meantime, Donna Lee, Charlie Parker. Thank you.
step, cause we gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape and ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
One of my favorite jazz tracks, On the Sunny Side of the Street, Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins, and Sonny Stitt all together there. Just before that, we had Charlie Parker's Quintet and Don Lee. Right, so this is not going to be a regular feature. There is actually, I actually do know jazz shows that actually do this. They have the feature of who died this week. This is not going to be a regular thing where I like to play music from people who pass away because, I don't know. It's, you know, I don't always like the fact that we always play people's music when they pass away and not when they, we always have a tendency to play more the music when they pass away than when they're dead. In some cases, not all cases, but in most cases. Because I think you should just be constantly playing that music, no matter what. Anyway, of course, this is my last show, live show. Percy Sledge died on April 14th. Benny King died on the evening to the morning of the 1st and 2nd of May. Sorry, no, he passed away on the 30th. Sorry, 30th of April. And Errol Brown from Hot Chocolate passed away, apparently, I've just been told, passed away yesterday. So, quite a few artists and singers passed away. So we're just going to play a couple of their tracks back to back. Of course, starting off with Percy Sledge. And, Right, Percy Sledge has had quite a lot of songs. Obviously, they all covered each other. But I'm going to play probably, of course, the most iconic track that he's done, which is When a Man Loves a Woman. And the reason this track, I think, is so powerful is because it was extremely successful in 1966 when the Pirate Radio London used it as like their main tune of the year. Also, yeah, the World Cup in 1966 in the UK. And I think the thing that's incredible with this track is when they say a singer is meant to pour out his emotions in a track, and you know all those emotions are meant to come across, and that's what music's about. I think there's no better track to show as an example than this one, because Percy Sledge literally just gives up all his emotions. He just gives them all in this track. It's, you know, it's like you can literally feel him crying, and that's why this track is so powerful. We're then going to play, of course, a track by Benny King, who's a duo group, the Five Crowns, that he was part of. Became the second Drifters, and amongst their tracks that he was the lead on was Save the Last Dance for Me from That Side of the Drifters. Lovely track, that. Of course, his biggest single was Stand By Me, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Incidentally, Benny King's real name was actually Benjamin Earl Nelson. But the track I will be choosing will be, of course, probably his second biggest hit, which is Spanish Harlem. And of course, we'll have a bit of Hot Chocolate, because Errol Brown passed away. That was also requested by David Collins, so big shout out to David Collins as well. You are listening, of course, to the House of Jazz on Radio Cardiff 98.7 FM with myself, Greg Pettit. And here is the iconic track, the emotional track. This is Percy Sledge. And when a man loves a woman.
Pick her as she grows in my garden.
Hot chocolate there, and everyone's a winner, baby. Of course, a tribute to Errol Brown, the lead singer, who passed away either today or yesterday night. Other members included Harvey Hensley on guitar, Larry Ferguson on keyboard, Tony Wilson on bass, and drummer Tony Connor. Wilson left in 1975, just before their big hit "You Sexy Thing," and Olive replaced him on bass guitar, moved away from conga to moved away from percussion to bass. And yes, that track came out in 1978. I think one of their last. Well, they only had two big hits and gold singles, and that was the second one. Everyone's a Winner. First one, as I said, was "You Sexy Thing." Also quite revolutionary for the time, because it was an interracial English funk and soul group. So of course you had quite a few interracial groups in America. I don't know about the UK though. I'm not so sure about that. So yeah. Right, so it is time for me to end the show. I've got time for one more tune. Thank you to everyone for listening to the show. Both the last podcast and this one will also be up hopefully by Friday. I'll have time to edit them tomorrow. So yes, they'll all be up by Friday. If you have any comments, you want me to play any tracks, you want me to change the style of the show, you know, like in terms of you want me to focus a bit more on one area of jazz than another, feel free to get in touch with me, Greg, G-R-E-G dot Petter, P-E-T-T-E-R at RadioCardiff.org. To everyone, thank you for listening. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for downloading the podcast. I'm going to leave you with a French artist. Her name is Deluxe. I don't know anything about her, but she works with Chinese Band Records, and she is absolutely brilliant. I love all the music she releases. I really, really do. This is a track entitled Pony. The track that really got me into her music. So, this is Deluxe Pony, my last track for tonight. To everyone, have a lovely evening. And I'll catch you next week.
A leg of chicken, but never a leg of potato.